the book Hebrews 4:37. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Joshua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the information about the books which I've written, especially the two keys to the book of Revelation, it's an A4 book which is nearly 800 pages thick. There's 37 years of my life in that book, and research and studies. So it is very, very important. You will read stuff in that book that was never even spoken about, not even on the internet. Should you require any information or just wish to deal something, just contact me at my WhatsApp. It's a +27 international number, 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Hallelujah. But please go to part one. Start from the beginning. You have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notification of the other studies that we are busy with. Send this link to your friends and family and make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a notepad ready to make your notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today will be a real blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. The name above every other name. Hallelujah. We will continue where we left off yesterday morning. Genesis 2 verse 20. Genesis 2 verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowls of the air, and to every beast in the field. But from Adam there was no found any help to meet for him. He gave names to everything, but he was lonesome. He was lonesome. He had nobody to speak to associate with. He had all the animals, but they couldn't communicate with him. Adam, there was not found any help meet for him. Now again, the Lord God, every time, I'm not going to say the Lord God anymore, I'm just going to say Yahweh my Elohim. And Yahweh my Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one. And he, look at the he. Shouldn't that be a capital H? Well, they say Lord, Lord God, just like that. And then they say he with a small h. It's not nice, eh? And he took one of his ribs. And he, that's Yahweh, took one of his, Adam's, ribs, closed it up with flesh instead thereof. And the ribs which the Lord God had taken, Yahweh our Elohim, from men, and he made it seems like Adam made his own woman, because there's a small he. They won't address any president and write about him and say he with it. They will address him in capital letters. And Yahweh had taken, he says, and a rib which Yahweh Elohim had taken from man made him a woman and brought her unto the man. Verse 23. I think Adam was so amazed when he opened his eyes and he saw this, I want to say Barbie doll. Wow, what's this? Is your rib. My rib. Let me give you another one. Yahweh, take another one. And Adam said, verse 23, this is now bone of my bones. What a bone. Mama, what a bone. And flesh of my flesshe And she shall be called woman, woman, because she was taken out of man. Now the man there is a capital M. It's referring to Adam. It's referring to Adam. But there is a capital M on the end of the sentence. Therefore shall a man, now you must tighten your seatbelts. Adam hasn't even touched her. He was just besieged. He was just looking at her. Verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. Now I want to ask in brackets, which father and which mother? Who was Adam's father? Are you down here? He didn't have a father. He was created, he was formed from the dust of the earth. And who was his mother? Did he have a mother? No, he didn't have a mother. Therefore shall man leave his father and his mother. Does this also count in reference to Adam and Eve? That they had a father and a mother? No. And they shall cleave unto, and shall cleave unto his wife. He shall, let's read verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now this verse doesn't fit here. Because Adam, the only way you can be one flesh is having intercourse. A sexual relationship with your wife or your man. He was no, they didn't touch each other here. He was still bewildered just looking at this woman. He was looking at his rib. He was looking at his help. This lady. This is not applicable here. This verse doesn't fit here. So this shows us how much did Moses knew about the Garden of Eden. We're living in the 21st century. I haven't, as the professor, I haven't led 2 million Jews through a desert for 40 years. And in that time, write the book of Genesis. No, no, no. And I can understand that this doesn't fit here. Why? Because I have the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Just doesn't fit there. There is no man or woman for Adam and Eve, or for Adam to leave and cling to his wife. Because he didn't have a mother and a father. He would leave his mother and his father and cleave to his wife. Do you understand that? So verse 24 doesn't fit there. It's not applicable. Later on, after leaving the Garden of Eden, falling into sin, then that's become applicable. But not yet. Just after the woman was formed out of the rib of Adam. The Bible says, and they were both naked, verse 25. The man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now why were they not ashamed? If they were naked. Do you know? Of course you know. Because their eyes was not open to see their nakedness. They didn't arouse one to another by being naked. They saw each other naked, but it had no effect on their soul's dimension. Why? Because they didn't realize what sex was. They didn't realize what a sexual relationship was. I'm sorry, I'm talking straight out, so you understand what I'm talking about. And they were both naked, the man and his wife. And they were not ashamed. They were not ashamed to be naked. To them, that was 100% normal. To be naked and just wander around. Didn't see each other. We didn't know if they if they hug and they touch each other and what did they do? We don't know. The scripture doesn't tell us. But they were not aroused. They were not effective by the way of the human mind of a man and a woman. No. Why? Because their eyes was closed to the sexuality of both. And that's why it didn't affect them. So again, I just want to say that verse 24 is not applicable here. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one in flesh. She wasn't his wife. For thousands of years, for millions of years, she wasn't his wife. It was his help. It wasn't his wife. Because there was no tongue. This three or four things that was not in the garden present, the Garden of Eden. There was no sin, there was no death, and there was no time. Again, I'm going to say, there was no sin, they didn't sin, there was no death, because even the animals in the Garden of Eden didn't die. They couldn't die, because there was no death between those four river boundaries. And there was no age. Age and death came because of sin. Before that, there was no age. And that's why they looked exactly the same. They could have lived there 10 million years. So when I get this evolutionist and they tell me that the earth is 200 million years old, I say, it's possible. Maybe you're right. I'm not going to argue with you. Maybe you're right. Because in the Garden of Eden there was no time and there was no sin and there was no death. So time could have passed. But the earth was made already, so the earth could have moved on in time. 200, 300 million years. So why would I put up an argument about the age of the earth? Which also can't be proven. Oh, but there's carbon tests. Carbon tests lies all the time. So does DNA test lies. Today is this and tomorrow is that. It's not ever constant. It's also different, something different. So what do I have? I only have the word of Yahweh my Elohim to measure what I believe. Now having the knowledge now that Yahweh after the day that he rests on the seventh day, he wasn't finished with creation like the church taught us. We have a whole chapter of creation that continue on the eighth day. There was no scripture that says the eighth day. I only use the term eighth day to give you an idea that after the day of rest, there was a continuation of creation. And I would show you something else. That after Adam and Eve was chased out of the Garden of Eden, still there was things that wasn't made yet. Do you know that? The Bible says so. There was plants. There was plants that was not made in the creation when Yahweh spoke in Genesis 1. Because after they were banned from the Garden of Eden, then Yahweh says unto Adam, and the earth will bring, what do we call it? Thistles. I'm just thinking quickly. Thorns. It will bring thorns. In Genesis 1, there was no thorns created. Thorns were created to punish men. When he walks bare feet on the ground, the thorns will stick his feet. We will look at this a bit later. I just want to have your mind run on the moment. There were things that was made after the day that Yahweh rest. Much, much, much later. Thousands of years. It could have been millions of years later. The creation still continued. Just to think about it. What we're going to do now, I want you to make a note. We are going to go to the New Testament. We're coming back to Genesis to chapter 3. But first, I want to draw your attention to the creation of Yahushua. Remember, we started off with the book Hebrews, and we saw how the Son was begat, was in other words, exalted, or he was an angel that was begat, that was exalted. And Yahweh said to him, today you will be an Elohim. Elohim, your Elohim. He calls him a God, your God. The Father, the Son. In Genesis 1:26, when Yahweh says, come, let us make man, who was he speaking to? He was speaking to the Son, who was also an Elohim. So what I'm going to do now, as we will tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, study John 1 verse 1 to 14. I want to give you some homework. Till tomorrow morning, you take your Bible, you make your own little study. John 1 verse 1 to 14. And let's see what do we find there. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.